This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations held an emergency meeting Monday on how to boost aid to rebel-held areas in Syria as anger grows over a sluggish international earthquake response to the pariah nation. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, isolated and subject to Western sanctions, called for an international assistance to help rebuild infrastructure in the country, where the UN estimates more than 5 million have been left homeless. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Assad has agreed to open 2 more border crossings to allow aid. Syria's civil defense teams and local people are still searching for survivors under the rubble in the city of Aleppo, 1 week after the devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck northern Syria and neighboring Turkey. Machinery was being used there to move piles of rubble, but much of the searching is being done by hand. The death toll in both countries has surpassed 35,000. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters on Monday the feared new major Russian offensive in Ukraine has already started and that Ukraine needs NATO nation support. VOA Steve Karish reports.
Speaking ahead of a meeting of the military alliance, Stoltenberg said there were no signs that Russian President Vladimir Putin was preparing for peace, adding that he expected the issue of supplying aircraft to Ukraine to be discussed at the upcoming two-day meeting. He called on NATO members to continue providing urgent military support to Kyiv. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's top general and the top U.S. Army commander in Europe discussed military aid and training for Ukrainian forces in a telephone conversation on Monday, the eve of the meeting, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry said. This is VOA News.